I think you probably get asked a lot of the same questions over and over. Why did you guys end up breaking up, obviously, your relationship with Paul? And you're probably
That's an irresistible question. You know, I can't blame anybody for saying you spent the whole first part of your life trying to get us interested in Simon and Garfunkel. Now you can't spend the rest of your life turning your back on that. You created this interest, Mr. Garfunkel. So I think it's coy to shy away from anything that people are curious about with Simon and Garfunkel, and I try and be a straightforward guy.
Well, a couple of years ago, I read that you had suggested that maybe you had created a monster in Paul Simon. Do you still feel a couple of years later that way?
That kind of shit I'm not so interested in. I think what's interesting about Simon and Garfunkel is that mistake I made in print. You're using low journalism. That's not nice. Come on.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am Tom Takkar, joined once again by the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara.
A lot of people say I'm Paul Simon and you're Tom Takkar, Funkel.
Is that? Wow. Have people been saying that?
Behind your back, that's all they say.
Hey, tweet it to my face, you pieces of shit. I always knew that you and the listeners were running a coup on me.
<It's true>. Witch hunt. Witch hunt.
I am very Paul Simon, like I hang out with Lauren all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm friends with Woody Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of Woody Allen, our guest today is Claire McCain.
What the hell? Yeah, yes. That makes sense, actually. can I just a brief Woody Allen?
Please.
Oh, hey, let's take up the whole episode.
Yeah, we don't have a lot to talk about.
We really don't have much to talk about our Garfunkel, but I recently hacked into my live journal.
Oh, wow.
You
wait, still
hacked
up.
In.
I somehow figured out the password.
Much like the Matrix.
That sounds like you logged into your...
Well, I had to like log into my old Yahoo account, and I forgot the password to that.
Yes.
It was a whole thing.
I get it. I did this with AOL not long ago. It's quite a journey.
It is. Uh-huh. And I was looking through some posts I made when I was like 16. And I did say something cancel-worthy. If I was famous when I was 16, I would have gotten canceled. I said something to the effect of, I wouldn't mind being Woody Allen's Asian daughter. And I immediately was like, I got to delete all of this right now. So I don't know
if that's that bad.
Well, I think the way it was worded was really weird. And like... I didn't know.
Is there a way to word that where it's not weird?
Yeah, no.
Weird that I see Tommy tweeting it right now.
No. God.
I want to play the rest of this interview.
Yeah,
we could
please.
Talk about it because I'm just interested because the video is titled DA, who's hosting this radio show, and Art Garfunkel get very awkward. Garfunkel curses, which he already did curse once.
Right.
He said shit.
Mm-hmm. And he said low journalism, which I really enjoyed.
I love that.
But it's called Curses and Hangs Up.
Oh, so I want to hear a Gallagher moment.
I do want to hear what causes the hang-up.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to be likable, not go down to the lowest common denominator.
Well, I apologize. You just said you didn't want to be coy about your career, so that was the thing that I wasn't going to bring up, but then you said it would be coy not to talk about it.
I'm looking at your x-rays. The doctor has shared it with me.
But that was in print. No, I mean, I'm not supposed to bring something up that...
I'm looking at your
He's
x-rays.
A catty bitch.
So wait, he was not the songwriter primarily.
Okay, let's keep going.
It was a quote of yours in print? I was trying to do math. I was trying to ask you about math questions. I don't want to keep it too long, Bart, because I know...
Oh, that is the most disdainful laugh I've ever heard.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be giving Tommy a lot of those this episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's play it again.
I know you got a lot of spots to do, but the memoir
I
is...
I do have to hit a lot of marks. I'm sorry I couldn't give you more time and hear more quotes of things I've said in the past.
I didn't mean to upset you. I apologize about that, Art.
You didn't?
I didn't mean to, no. I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm not upset. I'm very happy. So thank you very much for your time, Damon.
congratulations with the memoir and all the success, and the best of luck.
Wow. He's so mad.
Why is he so mad? What exactly? What? It's that he brought up the monster thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something he said.
That's crazy. I'm not interested in things that I've said.
I'm going to search Garfunkel monster.
So that's not the Telegraph interview, is it? From 2015?
That is what came up first. Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon, "I created a monster," in quotes.
Well, he thinks he created a monster, which I think maybe shows that he has the bigger ego.
That's true. If he thinks he created Paul Simon. I want to know the context of all of this. I looked it up. This is the same thing twice. Okay. Let me see. I want to find this Telegraph article because there's a Paste magazine article that is the 10 craziest moments from Art Garfunkel's batshit Telegraph interview. How are you going to have 10 crazy moments? I've heard of 8 crazy nights, but that's a lot of crazy moments.
Probably, a moment per page or something. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, my God. He adds that at school he felt sorry for Paul because of his height and offered him love and friendship as compensation. And that compensation gesture has created a monster.
Oh, my God.
End of interview.
Oh, my God.
Wow. He ends every interview angry.
That is so funny. We got to get him on the show.
Damn.
I love that it starts out with height shaming. Yeah. I felt bad for him because he was short.
Well, I'm reading here on his Wikipedia page. He was a middle child.
This explains so much.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm looking, Art Garfunkel. We're not going to talk about Simon Garfunkel, but we are going to talk about what Clairol Cain wants to say right now.
Yes.
I was just going to say, his maternal cousin is Lou Pearlman.
The guy.
Oh,
the guy
my
who
God.
Created all the boy bands.
Yes.
This is insane. Is that how, did they create Simon and Garfunkel? We got a hot new boy band.
The first boy band. Simon
and Garfunkel. They're going to take the Graduate soundtrack by storm.
They're the only living boy band in New York.
Ooh.
Okay. I checked your x-rays and they're not looking good.
That is the worst burn of all time.
So stupid.
What a bad line.
So we're going to talk about Art Garfunkel's solo career today. We're not going to talk about Simon and Garfunkel because
that's good.
We would be burned at the stake.
Yes. Like, I mean, you already referenced one of the best songs. One of my favorite songs.
Only Little
Boy in New York.
Was that the first time you heard it? Was it on Garden State?
Garden State soundtrack. Okay. That is correct. Same. Yes. Same. And by the way, we should do an episode about that soundtrack someday.
I should have done that.
Why don't we just do it? No, this is what we did during Shane's episode. The whole time. It's like, whoa, why don't we do that instead? There's a lot of songs from that one, but that song specifically is one that I still go back to. And obviously the Shins were a band that I was like in love with because of that soundtrack and like dug a little deeper after that.
You know, I really liked that Coldplay song. That's the only Coldplay song I like.
Is it Don't Panic?
Don't Panic. Yeah, it's so good. And it's funny, what's his name? Zach Braff like loves Coldplay because in the movie, I think it's called The Last Kiss.
The
follow-up, which sucks.
Yeah. I remember liking it, and then everyone talked about how bad it was. Like, yeah, that sucked.
Which, coward. I mean, in retrospect, Garden State sucks probably too. I haven't tried to. I loved it when I was younger, so I don't want to watch it and be like, oh, I was a dumbass.
Yeah. You know, his shirt matched the wallpaper. I don't know if you noticed
and that's funny. That served as comedy for us back then. What if we picked, they picked that wallpaper and then they made that shirt. What a gag. Yeah, that soundtrack specifically. Oh, The Last Kiss, though, has Warning Sign from Coldplay on it, which might be my favorite Coldplay song.
How's that
just
one
a little
go?
Nugget. I don't want to sing it.
Warning sign.
That you in the Garden State. hold on. Let's play a little bit of Warning Sign real quick just to satisfy the listeners. They love a little Warning Sign.
I mean, there truly is not enough Art Garfunkel out in the world to warrant.
That's fine.
It doesn't matter anymore. All right. Let's
I will say, if you look, his top played song on Spotify is "Oh Come All Ye Faithful."
Which, well, that
I don't
makes
think
sense.
He wrote that.
No, definitely not.
I have a theory.
Oh shit! Why is this not? Did I fuck this up? How is this not?
I hear something.
Usually. Oh, there we go. Go. I'm just going to skip forward so people will get it more. Man, we heard warning sign twice. what a cut. I want to hear what he says when the truth is. There it is.
I miss you. Oh, yeah.
All right. That's warning sign.
There you go.
Little taste. It's got some great stuff in that song. That is a superior. Actually, I like both those Coldplay songs that Braff used. Anyway, Art Garfunkel.
So I found a list of the top 10 Art Garfunkel songs. So why don't we just play a little of each of them? And we'll. I think they're going to be.
This guy loves 10. 10 crazy moments, 10 songs.
Weird.
And we'll see. We'll see how we feel about it. I think these are going to be first time listens for all three of us.
Unless "Oh Come All Ye Faithful" is one of them.
Oh, so we should go 10-1.
Yeah, def.
One. All right.
Number one is called "Why Worry," which is modeled off the Mad Magazine catchphrase, "What me worry."
Oh, is it?
No.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds something 70s-y.
Right. Here's "Why Worry." It sounds Christmassy. What if he only does Christmas music?
This was written by Dire Straits guitarist Mark Knopfler.
So he didn't write it.
I don't think he wrote any of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he doesn't come out looking great.
Oh, because this is a cover of a Dire Straits song.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm going to skip forward.
But every single song in this list has a "it was written by."
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Art. Just when this world
seems mean and cold. I like his voice.
I did too.
Oh, yeah. Come shining red and gold. And all the rest
is by the way. Why worry? That's number one?
No, this is number
10.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
All
right. I think we've heard enough of "Why Worry."
Oh, this is the high point of your career.
No. Also, just like, I don't know, beef up any part of anything of yourself. Like,
I want to hear some metal from Garfunkel.
Yeah, or something.
Can you imagine if you were really worried and someone's like, "Hey, I got the song for you."
He should have changed up his voice like Bob Dylan or something.
Ooh, yeah.
You know?
All right.
The number nine, "Crying in My Sleep." He's a very tough guy. This is where he really beefed it up.
Okay. Here's "Crying in My Sleep." I'm going to say it. This guy's a bitch.
Damn. Took a walk around the yard, dug the flowers. Did he not write this also?
This was written by multi Grammy Award winning songwriter Jimmy Webb.
Does he go to songwriters and say, "Hey, give me the most boring song you got, and I'll put my spin on it and make it listenable"? Hi.
Come on, bub.
So bad, dude.
I woke up crying in my sleep.
That doesn't even make sense.
That makes sense. But he loves it.
Oh, my God. I'm Googling Art Garfunkel, and the title of this article is Art Garfunkel. Weird is a fair word for me.
Yeah. Damn.
This is this weird sad guy.
And it's not even like a cool weird.
No.
It's not eccentric.
It does feel like trying to be Bob Dylan-y with the hair and stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
We should make Keep Art Garfunkel Weird shirts.
Oh, fuck.
Make Art Garfunkel weird again.
Make art not war. Okay, sorry.
That's
make
right, Garf.
Okay. Keep calm. And why worry?
Keep calm and Garfunkel on.
All right, the next song is, of course.
No way.
This next one is called I Believe, parentheses, When I Fall in Love, It Will Be Forever, end parentheses. All right. Written by Stevie Wonder and Yvonne Wright.
Okay. Maybe this one will be. Okay.
I just can't picture anyone listening to this.
I know. I kind of like that.
He sings all of them like they're Christmas songs.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Yeah, this song is in High Fidelity. Not his version, though. The Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song.
I love that movie.
Next is a cover, another cover of What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke. Featuring guest vocal appearances by James Taylor and the short man, Paul Simon.
The short king.
The original short king.
Short monster.
What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world.
Is Paul Simon what Little Monsters is about?
Don't know much about history.
What if we took a good song?
Yeah, and slowed it down.
They gentrified this song.
God, this sucks.
This is the number 7 song on his best
album. Jesus.
You know, this makes me feel like if this song was a store, it would be one of those stores that are on like a main strip of a tourist town.
Yes.
That just has like stuffed owls, but also earrings and then gift and thank you cards.
Absolutely. And they might have like one of those wall signs that's like life's a beach or whatever.
Yeah.
I sent this to our group chat, but I went to a place like that in Saratoga, New York, and they had these like Christian cards, they were called, and one of them just said like, why God?
Why God?
I really wanted to get it and just give it to someone.
Oh my God, that would have rocked.
That should have been my wedding gift to you.
Damn.
What did you get?
What? Cash money, baby.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. Thanks for that.
I think that's a good gift.
We still got to send out thank you cards.
What was the best gift you got?
Mara Wiles gave us these weird salt shakers. Salt
hell yeah.
Pepper shakers. And they're like a husband and wife. It says before on the bottom of each thing, before they look nice, and then after, and you turn them around, and the husband is bald, and the wife is like, I guess, fat and ugly.
I love that.
Which we call female bald.
Yes, yes. Anyway.
The next song is this, the creepily titled Disney Girls.
I love Disney Girls.
It's just one rock song. All right, this is from the Breakaway album, a light and whimsical tune written by longtime Beach Boys member Bruce Johnston.
Oh, everyone's favorite.
What do you think, Beach Boys?
Lying in bed just like Bruce Johnston did.
Skies and crying eyes, now I see your smile. Dark darkness goes and softness shows a changing style.
Okay, this one's okay.
Just in time, words that rhyme will bless your soul. Now I'll fill your hands with kisses and a tootsie roll.
This is the pedophile anthem. This is a terrifying
whoa,
song.
Oh, fuck.
You might get on the list for looking this song up.
So it's from the perspective of a pedophile who wants to live in a fantasy world with
right.
the Disney girls.
Right. What exactly is a Disney girl?
Yeah.
It's written in 1957.
I think
ahead
so.
Of its time.
Maybe it was a Disney. This is the zippity doodah for pedophiles. What
Pepe,
are you doing?
Sit down. Yeah, I'm
gonna talk about Tootsie Rolls and kissing hands.
No, yucky.
The next song is called Second Avenue.
Is this the top
single
five now.
Now we're at number five.
Let's take a quick break to listen to Jared's voicemail. Which
oh,
you
had
left.
One. Oh, cool. Nice.
I think that's a good time for it. So this is a regular segment on the show. For those of you unfamiliar, we go to our friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson in Bloomington, Indiana, home of the Comedy Attic, where we just did a live Stand By Your Band. What a great
time. Very fun.
Good, glad to hear.
He is our resident curmudgeon. Let's hear his thoughts on Art Garfunkel.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's He Went to Jared. The boys are gonna have a guest on defending Art Garfunkel. Really, when you think about it, Art Garfunkel has gotten off very easy over the years because, you know, I would say Simon and Garfunkel are probably the most famous duo in history. You know, Hall and Oates obviously would be somewhere in there. But I think, you know, Simon and Garfunkel are definitely the gold standard of duos. But it seems like to me that Oates gets a lot more shit than Garfunkel does. And I feel like that they probably – I think the reason is because Daryl Hall sang pretty much, you know, lead vocals on everything that Hall & Oates did, whereas Simon and Garfunkel were harmonizing and singing at the same time. So – but certainly you got to think that Art Garfunkel just sort of, you know, he's got to just know that he just didn't bring anything to the table after – they split up because, you know, Paul Simon's got, you know, at least 10, if not more hits. And Art Garfunkel, I mean, it's not like it's bad. It's just sort of like Elton John without Bernie Taupin. It just doesn't really go. So, he kind of needs Paul Simon to have any sort of credibility. And I, you know, you don't necessarily think that when you're listening to Simon and Garfunkel, because they're singing at the same time. So you don't really think of one more important than the other. But of course, you know, that changed later. So I don't know. I mean, this is whoever the guest is. I mean, they're certainly, I give them the Jared check of approval to listen to Art Garfunkel on his own if they absolutely think it's necessary, but it seems kind of a waste of time. Anyway, thanks.
I want to say I'd like to see Bernie Taupin the polls. Anyway, wait.
I Claire, what do you think of that?
I like that.
Not the joke. Okay. The voicemail.
I think he summed it up well, which is listening to Art Garfunkel is a waste of time.
Yes.
Because some people just shouldn't be on their own creatively.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For sure.
Like sometimes, a, you know, Tommy McNamara or a Tom Tykar.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Sure. I do like hearing the comparison between Hall & Oates and Simon & Garfunkel. Because I got to hot take here. I prefer Hall & Oates. I would rather listen to Hall & Oates.
Wow.
They not have that not hotline. Enough hits for me.
Oh, are you serious? Well, they're made out of hits.
Three off the top.
I think we got five hits.
Rich Girl.
Oh, me hitting you. You hit the floor. Me hitting the 911. That's three. That's three. Because I made a mistake.
That was beautiful.
I'm going to look up Hall & Oates and see if we have. I mean, there's at least five.
So there's
Maneater, of course. Private Eye.
Rich Girl.
Let's see. You Make My Dreams.
Clairo Gaines' famous medley.
Just the names Rich of the songs.
Oh, you're going to look like such an idiot. Sarah Smile. Oh, my God.
What
these
the hell
are great
is
songs.
That?
Oh, it's this.
All alone with me. It's a good song.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Proven wrong with 5 seconds of music.
I don't think they're comparable. I don't think they're comparable.
Well, there's two on each side, so they're very comparable.
But it was a different time. Mm-hmm. Some may say they're the Simon and Garfunkel of their
Ooh,
time.
Okay.
But SNG, Morgan Carpet, have you heard of Do you guys get
oh
that?
God. Sorry. Sorry, the cat That's just jumped on me. Is that a Bay Area carpet place?
It's a Bay Area carpet. SNG, more than carpet, where quality is affordable.
There's a lot of cat stuff going
on. Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah.
We're comparing the two.
Simon and Garfunkel.
The Lakers and Clippers.
Right. Yeah.
People
not comparable.
People just wanted to relax during Vietnam. Or before Vietnam.
They were like, look, we got Vietnam coming up. Yeah. We should take a breather.
Well, they announced Vietnam, and he just said, why worry?
Oh, fuck.
I want to read real quick. So, You Make My Dreams, Rich Girl, Private Eyes, Kiss on My List, Maneater, She's Gone, Kiss I Can't Go for That, Out of Touch, Sarah Smile. These are all hits, baby.
Yeah, so, sure. No one's saying otherwise.
I recall not 2 minutes ago someone said otherwise. All right. Anyway.
All right. So we've listened to the back half of the top 10. I haven't liked a single song yet.
Yeah, they've all been bad.
I've been trying to be more positive on the show lately.
And it is weird that I do remember you cranking Disney Girls all the time in our old apartment. You didn't like it, though. All right. What was the next one?
Second Avenue.
All right. Is it spelled out?
I like
it
when
number?
He talks about New York, where we live.
Yes, that is fun.
It's right. Spelled out.
Here
second
we go.
Avenue.
Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna rock down to Second Avenue,
and then we'll go to New York Comedy Club.
Oh, shut up!
We can no longer make it, girl. I found a new place to live my life. It's really no place at all. Just a hole in the wall, you see. It's cold and dusty, but I let it be. Living here without you on Second Avenue.
Do you know it, or are you just gonna
no, say it's easy.
Since our stars turned.
That's such a fun game.
At least there's drums in this one. Did you say shaving
in
your
looking glass? He said
shaving
in
your
looking
glass.
Alright.
Hold on. I want to hear the end.
This is so funny.
I really am.
There's one line I want to get to that is gross to me. Where I Wrote I Am You. Ooh. It's a song.
Oh.
He's referencing a song that he wrote once.
Oh.
As if we're all supposed to be like, oh, that's where he wrote it. That sucked.
That sucked too.
And usually we're suckers for when they name a place.
Like, I know.
Yeah, usually if they're like down on
if
Canal
they name
Street,
a place you know, we
yeah,
love
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
that's
hell
our rule
yeah,
of thumb. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not to mention Taylor, as we've been doing a lot lately.
Cornelia
but she
Street.
Did Cornelia Street. Yeah. I love it.
Number four is the song Breakaway, two words from the album breakaway. One word.
That is so annoying.
I know. All right.
I watch the distant lights along the runway disappear into the evening sky.
Could this be the one I like?
Oh, you know I'm with you on
maybe the top four will all be bangers. Mondays.
It's not the sun different you're trying to find. Something else is on your mind. You need a little space and time to break away. It's not the place you're going to.
Don't love
it's
it.
Just a phase you're going
it's definitely the best of the what we've heard so far, which makes sense that he named an album after this one.
Yeah.
He's like, this is the one. It's still bad.
Justin Timberlake was like, drop the space. It's cleaner.
It sounds like his early work, maybe.
I think this is
his
also
early
a...
solo.
Is this a Beach Boys song that
Did
he
I say
covered?
That this is Graham Nash and David Crosby are singing background on this?
Ooh.
Wow.
It does kind of get their vibe more.
Right.
Yeah. It's a perfect example of the light rock, soft rock style that was becoming a major trend in popular music in the 70s.
Well, I don't know about all that.
That is what I think.
So this is this is an article from AXS.com,
yes.
The ticket company.
Right.
Yes.
So it just kind of seems like they're grasping at straws for, like, they need more articles
right.
to put more ads on.
Right.
And
true.
This is just something, this hit the dartboard.
Right.
I think this is good journalism. They should do like a spotlight style movie about the team that brought this top 10 list.
Damn.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Number three, something I think about Tom. I only have eyes for you.
Ooh. Mm.
An updated version of the 1934 song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, of course.
Right.
This song is previously the old and Dubers, as we affectionately call them. This song had previously been a hit in numerous decades. It was recorded by several artists. Garfunkel's take on the classic tune, Smooth Ballad.
I can't see anyone but you.
God, this... he's so fucking lame.
Yeah.
I like this song, too, and I don't like this.
Okay, that's
kind of, it sucks.
This is all like,
So far his
style is
bad.
Yeah.
It just makes me like tense up, which is the exact opposite
I
effect.
I hate that I miss Paul Simon right now.
All right, number two, Bright Eyes. A song about Conor Oberst. So a single released in 1979, this song was written by British songwriter Mike Batt of Wombles fame.
Oh, shit.
We all know of Wombles.
Wombles. The famous Wombles.
Was featured in the animated film Watership Down.
Oh,
shit. I read Watership Down when I was like in fourth grade, and I was like, oh, it'll be fun. It's about rabbits.
No,
and it is horrifying.
This is number two.
Bright eyes, burning like fire. Bright eyes, how can I close?
I love that.
I do like the ducks and the
eyes. That's great.
So brightly, suddenly. So pale, bright eyes.
Okay, sucks.
Okay. The reviews are in.
Okay, sucks.
Okay, we're down to number one.
Wait, who's... Oh, you said this was written by British singer and songwriter Mike Batt?
Of Wombles fame.
Wombles.
Oh, I forget him so quickly.
Have you guys seen the Breakaway album cover?
No.
Or look at this.
Oh shit,
it's
he's
two
getting
hot chicks.
It is a cool. You know what? I've seen that album Carfunkel. Cover at like record stores and be like, that looks pretty cool.
Everyone look it up right now and then think about the music we're hearing.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's same like
some,
two.
Some ladies are doing coke with him.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's like so badass funny. Chicks.
At Sardi's.
Wait. The first line of the chorus of this song is briefly heard in the 2005 animated comedy Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Ooh.
During a scene when Gromit is waiting for the Were-Rabbit to appear.
Deep
Gromit cut. Turns on the radio only to turn it off in horror when Bright Eyes plays.
That's amazing.
That's great.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, let's go to number one.
That's
all
an right. Easter egg.
Which is clearly, we all know it.
What is it?
All I Know, written by Jimmy Webb again, a single from Garfunkel's debut solo album, Angel Claire.
Okay,
and
so
we have our own Angel Claire here today.
That's true. Let's hear All I Know and then let's discuss the album. Such an interesting looking man.
Truly.
Lord Garfunkel.
Looks like a character actor.
Yes.
What?
Too easily to let it show. I love you, and that's all I know. All my-
okay, that was All I Know. And that is All I Know.
I'm going to go 0 for 10 on this list.
Damn.
Truly.
I'll never listen to another one of these songs again in my entire life, and I'll be fine with it. I'll die happy knowing that I never gave Art Garfunkel another chance.
It's crazy that I had no idea how much I would dislike. I thought I would enjoy this because I like Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah.
No, it's crazy how much worse it is.
It just goes to show, I mean, Paul Simon is so much more talented. It's
yeah.
crazy
because
his solo stuff is good.
Yeah.
This is insane.
He clearly wrote the songs. I mean, Garfunkel is just the voice, I
right.
think.
Yeah.
He might have played the guitar.
They both, I like Paul Simon's voice too.
Yeah. I do too.
Art, what are you doing, buddy? He should just collaborate with Vampire Weekend now, or at least, what's his name, Rostam from, and just, he'd be like, hey, I have my own Paul Simon now. Because it's like a lot of the early Vampire Weekend is just Paul Simon solo shit, which I love Vampire Weekend. They're influenced. This is just trash. just trash you forced us to listen to, Claire.
I guess I'm flattered that the number one song is from the album that I'm named
after. So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Your parents listened to this album and said, we got to make a baby and name it.
I think specifically my mom. But I thought my whole life, I thought I'm named after County Clare
in Ireland.
Oh, I see.
Because they had like, you know, before they were married or something, they went to Ireland backpacking 1970s, your classic. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's like a beautiful place.
Right.
County Clare, very cool. And then this is sad, but before my mom died, she was like, you're actually named after Art Garfunkel's album, Angel Claire. And I was like, what? And then I choked her out. No, but that was like a crazy revelation where it's like all this stuff.
That's really funny.
And then to find out I was named after that album. And then I listened to it, and I couldn't even listen to it. It sucks. not even that it's like I'm sad to listen to it.
Right.
It just truly sucks.
Yeah. You know what? Because of that, I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10 instead of a 0.
Okay.
Because
this is so bullshit.
I have a heart. Tommy, what are you named after?
I mean, my grandpa's name was Thomas also, but my parents are big Who fans, and my dad,
really?
My dad does joke that that is part of my namesake.
That was
for being
the
called
first
Tommy.
Tape I ever bought.
Oh,
was the Who's Tommy?
Yeah,
because I saw a local production of it when I was 7 years.
Did you
old.
Really?
Yeah,
wow,
it was the coolest. I was almost named Star. So
really, wait,
after Ringo?
After?
No, one R
yes.
Jones.
It's after Star Jones. Your parents love two things.
Yeah.
Art Garfunkel and Star Jones.
Oh, no.
Star yeah. O'Kane, that'd be wild.
It's so ugh. And I think my dad was like, no.
Right.
And so they went with the most Irish name possible.
My mom wanted to name me, I probably brought this up on the show before, but my mom did, one of her name pitches was John Lennon McNamara, which is very embarrassing.
You'd be such a different person.
Yeah, you really would.
We would not know each other. You would
be Art Garfunkel-y.
Yes.
Probably. You'd be wearing turtlenecks around. And, yeah.
My mom, when I was going through the process of changing my name, I asked my mom what other name she thought of naming me. And she, with all sincerity, my sister could back this up, wanted to name me Jiminy. Because she said I looked like a little cricket, which is fucked up.
You look like a little bug ass baby.
Bug ass bitch singing a song.
Jiminy. That is the funny.
Wait, what was.
Wish upon Star O'Kane.
See? What was your name? What is your name originally?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. That's
yep,
right.
yep, yep. So it was going to be Jiminy Brady.
Jiminy Brady is so
for a brief second, I thought about actually just making my name Jiminy Brady, and then I was like, you have to grow up as Jiminy Brady. Yeah. You can't just become Jiminy. No,
I can't even picture a person who would look like that.
Becoming Jiminy.
Jiminy Glick.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, shit, I forgot about Jiminy Glick.
Ugh, Jiminy is such a brutal name.
That's bad. So I dodged a bullet there. Really? I neoed the name. I dodged
it. What do you think of The Matrix?
Like I said, off mic, saw it for the first time. Love it.
Hell yeah. Hell something we can all stand
The
by.
Soundtrack, pretty tight, too.
Yeah.
I've decided I like that kind of music.
That kind
industrial.
Of...
What is the sound? Oh, right. Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails-y.
What a badass movie.
Dracula by Rob Zombie's in that, I believe. Yeah. The club scene. Right?
Dracula. Someone's done Rob Zombie before.
Django Gold.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I totally forgot.
Apparently a forgettable episode.
I zone out all the metal episodes or like the scary music. Any scary music we've heard, I just kind of go to my dark place and I don't remember it.
With your Disney girls.
I can't believe it. It's really so, every song was so bad. And they weren't even written by him.
No.
And they were like classic songs that he just butchered.
Very bad.
I would have assumed, not knowing anything going in, that he would have written, that this would have been his like chance to write his own song. You know, like he breaks away, like finally I can do my own creative thing, but he's just taking other people's songs and singing them slow.
I want to hear some of your originals, Art. Yeah. How are you going to have a name like Art and not even be creative?
Damn.
Let's go to Facebook before we wrap this thing up. It's insane that we listen to 10 songs and...
Yeah, we got more songs than usual.
And this still is a lower bargain score episode. Than most. We averaged a 0.5. Oh, what do you give that out of 10?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 1 just because it's my namesake.
Right. Okay. So both of us agree that the name thing was enough for 1 point.
Yeah.
Attack him, Reggie. All right. So as always, we went to Facebook with this one. We did it kind of short notice, so there's not a ton here to read. But Ashley Hamilton writes, a real bummer.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. No. Nick Pupo writes, this album cover sucks, which is the album cover we showed with the two ladies who are like kind of kissing on him and shit. Doesn't make any sense at all. Taryn Bradley writes, until now.
It's so funny. He's just clearly so insecure.
Yeah.
That he's like, what if I had these two hot ladies on the cover? People would think I got laid. Yeah.
And they don't look happy to be there. Yeah, Taryn Bradley writes, until just now I would have said I liked him. I just realized I only like Paul Simon. That's
kind of what we realized too. Yep. Yeah.
Griffin McGee writes, more like fart Funkel. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Andy Study writes, he's one of the greatest free throw shooters of all time. No joke. I've heard this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can you look that up later after this?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'll look it up.
While I read through these. Jason Salmon writes, all I know... is underrated, and I'm going to tell you, buddy, hard disagree.
Hard disagree.
I mean, maybe it's underrated by us.
Yeah. Derek Martz writes, it makes me sob, which, hey, buddy, I got some other music for you to listen to, if that is the bar. Let's see. There's Jake Waters shared a link of him rambling in a studio, so I think we listened to that. Mm-hmm. before the show, and we couldn't find anything clippable from it. Kyle Yanks writes, A-plus name. That's true. Mm-hmm. Ron Trembath writes, I recently heard that So Long Frank Lloyd Wright was actually about how Paul was planning on leaving art, and he then made him perform it a lot. So some cold-ass shit. I bet Paul and Julio were laughing their asses off down by the schoolyard about the... Oh, yeah. I see. About this. Took me a second there. And that is it for Facebook today. We find anything on the free throw shooting? I have heard this.
It's weird because I the Google for it is just taking me to his Wikipedia.
Oh, I see.
But then there's like a lot of, I see people referencing it in other places, but there's no like.
No video?
I wanna
there's no think
also
piece
say,
about it or video that
I hope
found.
When I'm, you know, old and weary, that's something that also goes down about me because I'm a pretty good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
Yep. I think I'm pretty good.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm reading the Wikipedia personal life section. So he married this woman. They had a turbulent and bitter ending marriage. He hasn't spoken to her since and once said not only that he never loved her, but he didn't even like her much.
What the fuck?
Yes. And then he created a monster.
Something about Art Garfunkel's daughter.
Ooh, he dated Penny Marshall.
Oh, shit.
What a wild country.
Very strange.
Uh-oh.
Garfunkel has undertaken several long walks in his lifetime. That's
what?
In his Wikipedia.
This is crazy. I think we found the most boring man. The most boring star of all time. That's crazy.
Oh, he did walk across the entire United States.
And, I was thinking about
Japan. And he walked across Japan.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
He did an installment walk across Europe.
He's like a boring Forrest Gump.
Yeah, truly.
He's not even jogging.
That's so weird.
Garfunkel has...
Garfield!
Apparently he loves lasagna. We keep bringing up Garfield on
yeah,
this podcast.
Yeah, that was the last episode, too.
Garfunkel has been arrested twice for possession of marijuana.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, when would you guess that this happened, if you had to guess?
I'd say 70s, probably.
I'm going to say 1999.
Once in 2004 and once in 2005.
Oh my God.
Oh my
he didn't
God.
Learn his lesson.
He's a famous old man.
He can't figure out a way to do this legally. That's hilarious. Or like just, you know,
was
not getting caught.
To the airport?
That's hilarious.
That's
all right. This has been a very fun time.
2005. What if he was still in jail for that?
He's on some, what's his name? Cheech and Chong shit. Tommy Chong shit.
Hey, Garfunkel, if you want to beat those cops, walk faster.
Claire, thanks so much for coming
thanks
on the show. Is there
me.
Anything you'd like to promote?
Let It Be, the album
yes.
on AST Records. Tommy's album, Who's
yes.
Tommy,
yes.
on AST Records.
Right.
I think we both have pretty good album covers.
Yes, and I love yours
sure.
so much.
I think people are going to start making album covers with, like folk song or like,
I like
fucking
it. Yes.
Rock.
Hell yeah.
Now.
Absolutely.
Because
well, cause the cheesy kind or, you know.
The banana.
The
phone.
Bananas, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Check out Tommy's album for sure. Check out Claire's album. Check out my half hour if you got a little dirty little Comedy Central
dirty little
password,
secret.
You know. Watch that. It'd be nice. And I'll be on the road a bunch coming up. Tommy, is there anything else you want to promote?
No, just check
okay,
out the
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be at Dr. Gren's.
I'll be walking across Japan.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Treefort Comedy Festival, I think in Idaho or something like that. So come to that. I should look into that. I think I'll still be coming to Sketchfest January 17th at the Punchline.
Nice.
Yeah, come to any of that. Get on the Patreon. We got some fun stuff coming. Thanks for listening. Keep it crispy. Bye.